welcome, welcome once again. Yes, welcome to another edition of Geek Culture Congress. Possibly our last one for 2019. Joy Franchise,
right.
what it do? What's going on?
How are you?
What's going on, man? It's exciting time in geekdom, man. A lot of stuff going on. Are you caught up, man? What's going on? What's your level of engagement right now?
See, I've been catching up on Watchmen little by little, but I'm passing out because I'm watching it so late.
What episode are you at right now?
I passed out like at three. I was just like binge watching, trying to breeze through them, but man, I kept going in and out of sleep. Not because it's a boring show, just the simple fact that, you know, living that radio and, nocturnal life.
You're a superstar, man.
Yeah,
you know,
I try to do what I can. You know, in between the superstardom, I managed to catch a couple episodes.
Get some shows in, that's good.
But I am very caught up on Mando. Just actually watched the sixth episode today.
Excellent.
Honestly, I'm glad, you know, it gave me a change of pace. I like the story this time around.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was really exciting. It was very very twisted.
We kind of got a look at the post New Republic modus operandi, post Return of the Jedi, which is interesting, you know.
Yeah, it's dope. It was a couple of really dope nods. You saw the X-wing.
Yeah.
In this episode. So it was on point. I liked it a lot.
I did. I liked the how the New Republic apparently has gotten a droid army.
They went the way of the separatists there
because I guess getting a physical bodies on to do guard duty on a jail barge is a little hard, I guess, huh?
Or maybe pricey. I don't know what their budget is.
Nobody wants that job, I guess.
Exactly. I mean, if you got Mando taking out, you know, droids that easily, you know, from a cell, that's...
Well, I was like, and I was thinking like, you know, in the episode, he's murking droids. You know, we know he's got skills because he murked in previous episodes. He murks a bunch of stormtroopers when he goes to rescue Baby Yoda. But yeah. what I really wanted to say was the technology of these droids have not improved since.
Definitely haven't improved since the Clone Wars, man.
We need to talk with the programmer or something. You know, I don't know. Or they're using the same old programs or something like that. I don't know, man.
That's a good question, man. They're definitely not.
Those droids are kind of lame.
Yeah, they're not that lit, man. I thought they'd be lit. I thought technology would like get a little boost, but apparently, it's not the case.
Those clones were not in it. They were not in it. But they were made short work. Short work by Mr. Mando, and I like the It doesn't really move the plot of Baby Yoda plot, this episode, at all. None of these episodes really do. It's kind of like him, like, he's just searching, like, a place to, like, hide low or try and make some money, you know, I guess. Because I guess you gotta feed yourself and fuel your ship, you know?
Yeah.
Right? In Star Wars world?
Yeah, you know, he's definitely gotta fuel his ship. So, I mean, he's got all these stationary places and has the opportunity to make some money and pick up some jobs in the process, too. As he like tries to, you know, shake and bake the guild.
Right.
But I did like this episode. I liked the twist. He had the history he had with with the guy at the station. I forgot his name. But I did like Bill Burr. Bill Burr is like one of my favorite comedians.
Yeah.
He was Mayfield, and that was really dope. I thought that was dope.
You saw a little robotic pistol and backpack thing?
Yeah, that was fire, too,
was
when they had the standoff.
Yeah.
That was really cool. I really like this character because, you know, Bill Burr's a funny guy, so to see him kind of play a role where he would throw jokes in between, like he'd drop a little, you know, but he was really good. I enjoyed it. It gave me a, you know... To see him play a different role.
It's awesome. All these episodes are really pulpy, like the original Star Wars, with little, you know, little touches, you know, little flares of what's come before and stuff like that. And I like the X-Wings at the end there when that was cool. Mando turns the tables on them there at the end. I like that. So apparently the X-Wing squads are still in effect, trying to keep the peace, you know. That was pretty dope. And I guess I read an article that each of the pilots, that were, the X-Wings pilots, were the previous directors of previous episodes.
Get out.
Yeah.
That's dope.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome.
Yep. they were previous directors of those episodes. So that was pretty dope. That was pretty interesting to see, to read that and to realize, oh yeah, because I guess you wouldn't have known it by seeing them, you know, unless you knew who they were.
No, it's cool. I'm glad I got to watch it today because it's the big Star Wars week.
Yes,
and we're getting a new episode on Wednesday.
Yeah. Yes,
so we're getting episode 7 Wednesday because Friday's obviously.
Mm-hmm. Supposedly, this episode 7.
Rise of Skywalker.
Supposedly, according to rumors, there's some kind of Easter egg that will have to do with Rise of Skywalker.
I wonder if we're going to see.
It's not confirmed, nor has been denied.
I have a feeling that Baby Yoda is going to be in Rise of Skywalker.
You think so?
Yeah.
I don't know. I think definitely. All right, so we're going to do some. What do they call it?
Theories?
Predictions, because we did that for Infinity War and for Endgame, right?
Yeah.
We were doing the show when Infinity War came out, right? Yeah.
We did pretty good.
Black Panther. When Black Panther came out was when we started the show. So we did, we've been pretty good with our predictions. So we're going to hit some Star Wars predictions shortly. But I wanted to get into Mandalorian. Watchmen, man. Wow. I just saw the ending today. And man, you're in for a treat, brother. That show is wild.
For which one? For
Watchmen.
Yeah,
Watchmen is wild, man. Watchmen's gonna live. Watchmen, just to give you, it's got some like crazy insidious ending.
Really?
Yeah.
It's a really bugged out show.
It is.
And I'm trying to figure out. This is after the movie.
It is.
Because the
movie is practically a copy of the comic book. The only thing that really deviates in the comic book is instead of it being a bomb, it's the giant squid. But in the TV show, they kind of combine both ideas. You get it?
Yeah.
So
instead of him letting off the bomb in the...
like a psychic bomb at the same time.
Yeah, it was a psychic bomb he let off in the first movie.
Mm-hmm.
And...
Well, it was supposed to be like a bomb, like an explosion bomb.
Yeah.
But they never really alluded. They just showed the explosion. That was it. But they didn't really show. In the movie, they didn't really show what it was. You know, they didn't show like a physical bomb or anything. So in the TV episode, though, they kind of tied both the comic book and the movie together by combining both. The explosion, which is a psychic explosion, which is why the looking glass stuff, the mirrors help save looking glass. When he was in a kid, and that one episode, and then also, of course, it was a physical squid that got dumped on New York that was killing people King Kong style, you know?
Wow, yeah,
yeah, Godzilla style.
Godzilla style.
you know, it was the it's just wild, man. It's wild the way they took the story. I like the, you know, what if, you know, what would the how would the white supremacists feel if we did this, you know?
You know what I mean? It's so crazy
it's like they flipped the script.
It's wild how they used the Rorschach, you know, his passing.
They kind of appropriated it for what they wanted to do.
Yeah, they took it to another level.
What he was believing in, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
They just kind of used those masks just to cover it up and to be creepy, you know? You know what I mean?
Yeah, they definitely were creepy, man. It's a really intense show.
Yeah, it is.
I'm intrigued.
Yeah, everyone that's on the live show here on Checkpoint XP, a Twitch channel here on Checkpoint XP, feel free to chime in whenever you want, man. Get into the conversation, man. We're talking about, of course, Star Wars and Watchmen. And, man, what a year, 2019, man.
Yeah, great year of movies, man.
What do you think was the highlight of the year, definitely?
For me, it would be Avengers Endgame.
Yeah, definitely.
I want to say that and Far From Home.
They're making a run for Oscars. Apparently, like the uncut script. Is been available online. It's been, you know, the script kind of alludes to like some backstory.
Did you read it?
No, I didn't read the whole script.
So I caught some of it, and they actually clarified who was snapped that we didn't see.
Really?
So Shuri, Wong, mm-hmm. and...
Wong was snapped?
Wong was snapped, yeah. So they clarified. It's all in the script.
I guess they're going to talk about that.
Yeah.
Doctor Strange.
If we find it, I'll make sure, you know, we get it up on the Geek Culture
throw it up.
To the link. Yeah.
Throw it up on the Facebook, yeah. So
it's a dope script just to kind of read the whole screenplay. And then you find out how old Cap is.
Really?
You want to take a guess?
115, something like that?
Well, you close. That was real good. 112.
Oh, okay.
Cap's 112 when you see him in the
that's
movie.
That's what I figured. I mean, just doing quick math in my head.
That was cool. So just to kind of get that, you know, clarified.
Right.
I did hear that Cap will probably be in the Falcon Winter Soldier.
Interesting.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
So that's a rumor. He might come back for like a cameo or something like that.
I'm okay with that.
Do the old man Cap thing. So Endgame for me was the big thing of the year. Spider-Man Far From Home. And yeah, like I can't get over it. Just how amazing it was.
Was Spider-Man Spider-Verse this year? Or was it last year?
Last year, December.
Okay. Yeah.
It was like right at the...
Yeah. Well, it definitely rode last year all the way into this year.
Yeah, not for sure.
Especially it being on Netflix and all that good stuff. What else, man? What else am I forgetting? We got the sequel to M. Shyamalan, the Glass movie.
Yeah. I didn't like it.
Yeah. Uh-uh. I'm a fan about it. It's like usual, like M. Shyamalan movie.
Shyamalan? M. Night Shyamalan?
I don't know. However you like to say his last name. But usually the ending is where it always derails for me. You know?
Because like there's always good, a twist.
Middle's pretty good, interesting, gets you there, and then about the near the climax to the end is where the shock happens, and you're kind of like, either you like it, or you're like, what did I miss?
Yeah, that's what I was for me when Village came out.
Yeah.
When M. Night did the Village.
He did that, yeah.
It was like, you know, that twist, it was like, you know, you either caught by it,
right,
or you're just like, what the hell just happened? And then you're like, and it's like, what the hell just happened? Like, you're stunned. You're just like, where is this even going?
Yeah, I know, man.
And I just didn't like it. I just didn't like the turnout. I know there's always a twist in his movies, but The Village to me was probably the worst. But Glass is right up there with it. So I'm going to go, two worst movies from M. Night for me are The Village and Glass.
What you say will probably be the worst. We had some bombs. We had some
few bombs.
We had about a couple of movies that didn't do well. We thought we were gonna do well. Terminator being one of them.
Yeah, I didn't even watch it. I didn't even bother. Yeah. Gemini Man.
It was actually pretty good. It was actually a pretty good movie. And
Terminator.
It was decent.
Didn't get to watch it.
Decent sequel. You know. Then also. Yeah, The Village was pretty bad. My friend, we talk about everything that's in the culture, man. Geek stuff, Marvel, DC, Star Wars, sci-fi, video games, whatever you want to talk about that we all love. You know, I don't think there's anybody who doesn't like everything. Blade Runner did come out this year. Was it the sequel?
No, that was last year.
Yeah, we're talking about stuff this year, but
2019. Yeah. That's the 2019 movie.
Kind of sucked too. Yeah, definitely.
But man, I did get a chance to go see Jumanji, the next level.
Yeah. Joker came
out
this
Joker
year.
Joker did it for me, actually.
Joker was dope. Far From Home was dope. Captain Marvel, did that come out this year?
Early this year.
Early this year, yep. Captain Marvel was dope. Gemini Man was a bust. But apparently, according to... because we were talking about Glass, which came out this year.
Yeah.
So, yeah, and then we were, you know, alluded to The Village. Sorry, Noor. We started talking about how bad, you know, how Joey disliked The Village as well as he disliked
Glass.
Yeah,
it just got me on a rant about bad M. Night Shyamalan movies.
Yeah, we were just bashing more movies.
I want to see his, he's got a movie on Apple. I don't know if it's a movie or a series on Apple TV.
I believe so.
Got a series.
Nora's saying she's saying that they haven't seen Glass yet, and
if you want to close that book of the Unbreakable, on Switch?
Yeah,
was it Switch?
Yeah,
or Split?
There you go. She says Life of Pi was touching. It was interesting. Life of Pi.
Life of Pi. That was years ago.
Yeah,
though.
It was years ago though. Yeah, but no, we're talking about the body of work of the man now.
Yeah.
Not just
not like greatest movies of all time.
Yeah, so let's see. 2019, Charlie's Angels was a bomb too.
That was a bomb.
That's three IP movies that struck out this year. Yeah. Damn. Life of Pi was from M. Shyamalan.
Was it?
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know. But
we had John Wick.
I have a couple homies that actually praise that movie. I'm like,
really? Wow, interesting.
For Life of Pi. Hmm. John Wick, yeah. John Wick went up.
John Wick 3, man. We're going to get a John Wick 4, and supposedly it's going to come out the same day as Matrix 4.
How crazy is that?
The same day. Like,
they need to dub that day.
He's going to cut himself a check and then another check.
They need to dub that day Keanu Reeves Day.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I think it's like May something.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, Men in Black, another bomb that happened this year. That was a bomb that
didn't do well. No Will Smith, no bueno.
Yeah. Well, Will Smith had his own movie that didn't do well, you know?
We had Men in Black.
King of the Monsters, Godzilla.
That was actually all right.
Yeah, I didn't watch that one yet. I was on my queue, literally, to watch, and I haven't decided to go watch it yet. It was interesting. Dr. Sleep, which Tarek loved.
I missed it.
Tarek liked that.
I haven't seen
it yet. Dr. Sleep, which was the sequel to The Shining.
I didn't watch it specifically because I've never watched The Shining in its entirety.
Okay. Did we get Alita Battle Angel this year, early this year? That was early, like January, right? Or something
Probably.
That? Maybe.
I skipped that.
It was actually a pretty good, decent movie. It was not bad. Yeah, hopefully they go around to making a sequel. We had It Chapter 2. That was pretty dope movie.
That's all right.
For, you know, fans of the chapter, fans of the of It, the Stephen King story. And we had X-Men Dark Phoenix.
Trash.
Which was...
Actually, it wasn't that bad. I just think people checked out because the Fox deal was already done with Disney. And they just were like, oh, let's just throw this movie out.
Yeah, it's like there's no reason to watch it.
Yeah. I mean, there is.
We had Hobbs and Shaw, Fast and Furious spinoff.
It was entertaining.
That was entertaining. So as far as, Jumanji, The Next Level's in movie theaters right now.
Yeah.
I haven't seen that yet. I think I'll probably see it when I'm on vacation. Oh, yeah, was it dope? Give us your review, man.
I've been trying to. But check this. So I got a chance to see it last night. Pros and cons. Like, I dig the humor behind it.
Mm-hmm.
I like Jack Black's character a lot.
Yeah.
And I like Kevin Hart this time around, too. Him playing the older, the character is Milo. So it's Danny Glover's guy.
Right.
So Danny Glover's, you know, character Milo takes the form of the character that Kevin Hart plays. So Kevin Hart's talking like an old man throughout the entire movie, as you see in the previews. So that's really good. I didn't really like, and then Danny DeVito was The Rock's avatar, like, character in the game.
Uh-huh.
I just didn't like Rock's accent at all. It was really bad.
Really?
Playing like a Danny DeVito type.
Huh.
You know, with the accent.
New York
accent. Yeah. Yeah, it was terrible.
Interesting.
Definitely wanted to scratch my ears off. But overall, I'm... The thing
That's a Connecticut versus New York thing. I don't know.
What do you mean?
You guys have that, you know, the accent war, you know?
Yeah, there's always that. Well, here's the thing. Like, Connecticut's an interesting pocket because it's in between Boston and New York.
It's the middle ground. So it's like somewhere in between the
Boston. Yeah, you find
and the
weird
New York
accents throughout Connecticut.
It's probably the closest to proper English that that we'll get in.
For real, legit. Connecticut's like the medium, the happy medium between both Boston and New York accents. What I'm sad about with Jumanji is the fact that they kind of lose the aspect of the movie, which what I enjoyed about the Robin Williams ones were, you know, you see all these crazy animals and crazy plants and wildlife running around like in modern day.
Right.
They kind of stray away from that in this movie. And I understand, like, you know, they changed the story where, you know, it went from a board game to a video game, and now they're inside the video game, and then they're in this video game world. And but you don't see anything. There's nothing Jumanji about Jumanji. Like, the whole thing about Jumanji is being in wildlife. And I know it's just like it's a crazy adventure story, but there's no wildlife whatsoever. Like, there's probably like 25% wildlife throughout the whole entire movie.
Yeah, that's interesting.
And they kind of strayed away from it because I understand, like, The Rock and Kevin Hart are kind of the driving force in it, but.
So your final score, people who might go see it this weekend because they're going to watch Star Wars too.
Yeah.
Go watch another movie.
Well, I'm definitely watching. If you haven't watched.
Nora says that it reminds them of Ready Player One.
Ready Player One was done way better.
Hmm.
But yeah, the aspect of being inside the video game and
Yeah, definitely.
That makes, you know, I can understand the comparison.
So get back to it. What your score out of five for Jumanji, since they never gave us any media passes?
I give it 2.5.
2.5. Yeah. Wow.
What I did find very hopeful though for the franchise.
Yeah.
If they're gonna, because they're gonna keep going. There's a third one already locked in, and if you stay longer, you'll see the post credit. The post credit scene got me amped up, and it's
so
very,
we're gonna get another one.
And it's very, and I'm not gonna spoil. I'm just gonna say it's very reminiscent of the Robin Williams original.
So we're gonna
like
get
how that
one.
Story was.
Yeah, they said yeah, Star Wars is launching this week. It is, Nora. It is. And we're all excited about Star Wars, and we're gonna try and do some predictions for Star Wars before we see it, because nobody's seen it yet. Of course, there's a bunch of plot leaks and spoilers out there already, but they're, you know, nothing set in stone. Nobody knows what's true or not, so anything could happen. But finishing up our conversation about 2019, man, the TV, the shows, man, the shows, Game of Thrones, the most controversial ending to a show probably ever in TV-dom. Probably since The Sopranos, and HBO did it again.
Yeah. I think I turned off my TV after Daenerys was killed.
Yeah.
In Game of Thrones. I was like, you know what? I'm checking out. I didn't even finish the episode. I didn't care to finish.
Did it?
I didn't care to finish the episode.
Wow, man.
I'm dead serious.
Yeah, Sopranos was okay. Sopranos was a safe ending.
Yeah, you just stopped.
It just stopped.
Like, you just don't know what happened. Yeah. Like, it's up to your...
Game of Thrones is done.
Yeah. And they did it bad, because then they dragged it after, like, the main part of the episode, you know, occurred.
It's like they took it, and then they smothered it in your face.
Yeah,
with
and then they just kept
another show
throwing it. And now, we're getting the spinoff. So.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
See what that
But I mean, like, I'm not against the way they ended it. At all, you know, I accept it for what it is. You know, I just didn't like how fast they went from 0 to 100 with the character. And it was like we need to get to the ending, so we need to go from here to here now. You know what I mean? And it was like the journey was there for that character, but it was like so far away and you know.
Yeah,
from getting there yet. Like, I don't know. I just didn't feel like there wasn't enough traumatizing stuff to happen to get to 100 between what she's already been through. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Not
maybe a little bit more, and maybe hopefully when they come out with the novels that, you know, the George will elaborate more on, you know, what actually gets her to there. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely should have been at least 15 episodes probably. Definitely. I think they definitely wrap. Man, those are a very high budget show, and they had a very high threshold what they were spending on making, you know, the quality of what they've been continuing. So, they got a good point. They said that, you know, that they did foreshadow that she would snap from episode one. But, like I said, like I feel like that from where it started, the real snap, to where it blew up,
yeah,
you know, where she started burning people, it didn't feel like a regular human psychosis break. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I don't know. Anyway, but it's fantasy, right? And it's over and it's done with. And you either liked it or you didn't. And a lot of people didn't.
Nah, but nobody liked it.
Stranger Things, man. Stranger
it was
Things.
Great. Yeah,
what are we looking forward to Stranger Things when they get back to Russia, huh?
That's
you think Harper survived?
Huh? Yeah, Harper definitely survived.
Yeah.
He went through the portal. He's stuck in Russia.
You think so?
Yeah.
We'll see. You think maybe he's changed somehow?
Maybe he's, what's his character in Black Widow?
I know.
The Red Guardian.
No, we're jumping. We don't that's, jump that, that, IPs.
There's
okay?
a, there's
we
so many.
We stay in an IPs. Okay?
Everybody's speculating that the Red Guardian is Hopper.
Stay in IPs. Okay?
Which the same actor, but that'd be funny.
You still got time, or you still got time. I haven't spoiled it enough. I'm sorry. I should have warned you. But pretty much, we're going to talk about a lot of spoilers here. So feel free to. Every time you feel like we're getting to something that we're not going to. We're going to. Might spoil for you, okay? I know not everybody has the free time like I do, and Joey does. Yeah. No. We don't. But definitely awesome. Stranger Things. Looking forward to more, hopefully, in 2020. I think they're that fast.
Yeah, they got to because these kids are growing up, man. They're getting older.
What am I forgetting here? As far as from shows, we got The Mandalorian. It's still going strong. Black Mirror, Walking Dead is just finally, apparently the people who still watch Walking Dead.
That show's still on.
No. We're not going to do no spoilers. What we're going to do is we're going to talk about, make some predictions, what we think is going to happen. You know, like Rey, will Rey be, join the dark side, you know, just doing something crazy, you know, but, you know, predictions and see who was right and who was wrong or who was closest to the mark. After we come back for the new year, that's what we did with Infinity War and with Endgame on the Marvel Cinematic Universe side. So we're gonna do the same thing with Star Wars. The Handmaid's Tale is an awesome show. His Dark Materials. His Dark Materials is based on another movie. I feel like it's based on another fantasy movie. That I've watched before.
I haven't
sat down and really got into it. But it seems interesting. It's from England, I think, the story. One of those, kind of like Harry Potter-ish. I think it's based on a movie that had came out before, too, because I see some of the same animals and characters that are from that particular movie. I just can't remember the name of the movie right now. It's slipping my mind right now. Maybe if I click on the link, it will tell me, right? The Wikipedia. No, it didn't give me enough info here. But it's interesting. It's interesting so far. What else? The Witcher's coming.
Yeah, with...
But that's not... Of course, we're still talking about 2019, so that's not quite here.
With Superman. Yet.
Mr...
Henry Cavill.
Henry Cavill will be starring in that. I'm excited to that. Hopefully it's good. Yeah, I still subscribe to Netflix. Man, what's going on with DC right now? Did you get into some...
Nope.
Arrowverse?
Nope.
Some Crisis of Infinite Earths,
not
brother?
Happening. Nope.
Come on. Rick and Morty was dope. One Punch Man was great. I love One Punch Man. I go watch One Punch Man from episode one all the way back through season two, all the way through season two. It's just entertaining. Like, it just makes fun of Japanese animation, the whole show.
That's funny.
And the character's funny, and it's just, it's so entertaining, man. So entertaining. I love One Punch Man. You got to watch it, bro. You like it.
One Punch Man,
yeah. Especially you like, you know, you're a DBZ guy, you'll like One Punch Man. Yeah, you know, it's not serious. It's just take it as a point that, hey, this is a spoof, like satire a little bit.
Yeah.
And then you'll enjoy it. Yeah. They canceled that Akira movie. That's not happening. Yeah. Akira is not happening at all. I also like getting back to Crisis, man. It's pretty dope, man.
You can spoil this thing.
I'm going to spoil it. Okay, guys? So, Nora, I'm spoiling some DC Arrowverse stuff. I don't know if you're into that, okay? If you're not on Crisis of Infinite Earths yet, or that's even your thing, we're going to talk about it right now, right? So, apparently everything and anything that's live-action DC is connected.
Like with even the movies?
Everything. Okay? Everything is connected. Tim Burton's Batman movie, Titans, DC Universe, Swamp Thing, what was the Birds of Prey TV show, the old TV show that came out a long time ago?
Yeah.
The old school Batman, you know, great, you know, with Robin, Batman and Robin, 66, there you go. Superman, Brandon Roof Superman, or should I say the Christopher Reeve Superman. Anything and everything DC live action is connected in some way. because of the multiverse.
Wow.
There is an Earth for that, according to Arrowverse, according to the story of Crisis on Infinite Earths, okay? So, it's interesting. They kind of throw a little, I guess there's not enough time in a TV show to tell a big, expansive story of Crisis on Infinite Earths. So, pretty much as far as those other Earths are concerned, they just throw little bones, little, tidbits, what I call Easter eggs, for lack of a better term. It's kind of like in the Spider-Verse. So DC's approach to, according to Crisis on Infinite Earths now, I did not make this up, okay? According to Crisis on Infinite Earths, what's going on right now in Arrowverse, everything and anything that's live-action DC is connected somehow through the multiverse, okay?
That's interesting.
Mm-hmm. And, of course, there's doppelgangers. There's characters don't look... Superman, Clark Kent might look different in another Earth than somewhere else. You know what I mean? All kinds of possibilities could happen in the multiverse. That's the take of DC according to the Crisis on Infinite Earths. Okay. Now I'm going to spoil a little bit of an episode here because it was kind of like a closure to an old TV show that I used to watch when I was a kid, which was the 90s Flash.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that?
Yeah.
And of course that character has been the father of the new Barry Allen in the TV show and stuff like that. And he has crossed over various times as a Flash from the 19... As a matter of fact, his Earth is called Earth 90.
Wow.
So, in this episode, one of the episodes of The Flash and a crossover, spoiler alert, he sacrifices himself instead of our Flash, the Flash that we know, the new Flash, sacrificing himself. And it was very touching. It was kind of like a passing the baton, kind of the, the Flash to the other Flash, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it was kind of like a closure because that 90s show never really ended. It just kind of like went away. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
That's right. That's all. And also the Flash guy showed up in the time machine in Batman vs. Superman, I believe, that alluded to that, to the Martha thing, you know? Like, or don't let Lois die, or she's the key, should I say? Don't let Lois die.
Lois is the key.
Yeah. Because that was part of the direction that the Snyderverse was going for what was coming soon, which was the Justice League. Remember, he was going to show a little bit of Superman snapping, Injustice. Is that the name of the fighting
Injustice
game that they?
Superman
gets a little wild and crazy
because
Lois is dead. Yeah, so that was kind of the direction that they were going. That's why they showed that Nightscape scene. Yep. Mm-hmm. That's right. That's exactly right. Yep. So, but they never went in that direction, Nora, because that was the Snyder version of the Justice League. And then when the new director took over, they never went in that direction. So, yeah, it's interesting what DC's doing right now with Crisis on Infinite Earths end that conversation. Supposedly, big rumor, the Snyder Cut will be coming out. Okay?
Where?
We do believe it will come out on the new HBO Max app. How or when or why? We don't know. All we know is Snyder's been promoting it. All the actors have been talking about it, how it should come out. And usually when that doesn't happen, unless the bigwigs are asking them to, hey, start the hype mill. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, the things are not done.
Yeah,
like that, just because,
effect,
you know?
Man, there's a lot of hype.
Yeah, I'm afraid that they're just going to put it out there and they're going to leave it. Yeah, here, with see those stick figures there, we're supposed to put Darkseid. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Kind of like a documentary, the movie and a documentary at the same time, you know? That would be messed up. And people would be like, well, I got HBO Max for this? Give me my $20 a month back.
Yeah, I got to see if HBO Now... And how my subscription to HBO Now affects like HBO Max.
Oh man! So let's wrap up the show, man. Before we wrap up the show, we're gonna make our Star Wars predictions. Now these may or may not happen, and if it does happen, Geek Culture Congress and Checkpoint XP are not responsible for any spoilers that you may receive in the attempt at predicting the plot of Rise of Skywalker, okay? How you like that disclaimer?
That was really good.
So, Nora, since you're the only one that's been talking here, there's about 11 of you guys online, but Nora, you're the only one that's been talking, so give us your Rise of Skywalker prediction, and while you type that, so I can read it to everybody, give me yours, Joey. You got, what do you think is going to happen without looking at the computer?
Yeah, no, I'm not even looking at that.
I'm messing with you, bro.
I'm honestly checking up this HBO Max subscription.
Oh, okay. Oh, they put the price on how much work. Is it?
I don't know how much. No? I didn't get to the price. I'm just trying to see.
I doubt they put that up yet.
If it'll affect my HBO Now or whatever. I have to pay it, like buy it separate or something. But Star Wars Rise of Skywalker, my prediction, Rey and Palpatine are...
Connected.
She's the heir.
She's a clone.
I think she's the heir.
She's the heir.
Mm-hmm.
She's a clone,
probably,
or she's
a
DNA sexy time child.
She's probably a clone
because she's sexy time child. You know, because they don't really do that. You know, in Star Wars. You know,
nah.
You know,
that was kind of weird.
But we need a full prediction.
Yeah,
that's it. That's vague.
That's all I got right now, as far as that's concerned. I think She's related to Palpatine.
Okay, fair enough. All right. Nora says, hey, okay, here's my Star Wars prediction. There will be a ghost standoff between Ghost Yoda, Luke, Obi-Wan, and Anakin against the Senate. Before that, the radar tech is getting killed and joins the Senate later in a fight. But at the end, he will turn on Ghost Palpatine despite unlimited power and redeem himself. Interesting.
Ghost standoff. That's interesting.
Ghost standoff. A ghost fight.
Then Baby Yoda pops up.
Because apparently, I think her predictions got some meat.
Got some legs. Yeah, I think they're going to go out with a bang.
Like, I think, because remember, you know, Obi-Wan has that famous line when he lets Darth Vader kill him. He says, strike me down and I will become more powerful than you can ever imagine. You know? And of course, we've seen what Yoda could do as a Force ghost.
Yeah.
You know, spoiler alert for anybody who hasn't watched The Last Jedi. You know, he... brought down some lightning on a physical thing, yeah. You know what I mean? So, you know, they can affect the physical realm, apparently, as a Force ghost.
Yeah, no, for sure.
So if a Jedi Force ghost can do that, what can a Sith do? Mm. Interesting.
It's gonna be good, man. I kind of like going into this movie without that many theories and predictions,
because
I feel like everything I'm thinking is going to be the complete opposite.
Mm. Well, you remember that now, you know, Star Wars kind of has a lot of lore that a lot of people are not familiar with because they do a lot of it. They did a lot of it in the Clone Wars cartoon and in the Star Wars Rebels cartoon. And I feel like they might touch some of that. And then by doing so, they'll lose the regular Star Wars moviegoer fan, you know, that probably hasn't had the time to delve into that stuff because it's presented as a cartoon and kind of for children.
Yeah.
Of course, it's not just for children, but it's kind of presented for children, so they stay away from it. They stood away from it. So now there's a bunch of lore and things that they talked about in there that unless you Wikipedia'd it, you wouldn't catch up. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I feel like there's something that there's going to be things that are going to happen in a movie without spoiling something, you know, anything. There's going to be some things that they're going to pull for some lore there that people are going to be like, huh?
Right.
You know what I mean? Just because it's Disney, I don't know. Maybe some characters that were in those shows are going to make appearances. Definitely Ahsoka because she's alive probably. That's my prediction. Maybe there's a small Easter egg maybe even as far as no lines are concerned, but definitely a small cameo.
Wonder if it'll set up the next series of Star Wars movies that they're going to do like in the next 5 years or so.
Maybe. Quite possibly. Because I'm a nerd and I've seen Star Wars Rebels already to its completion. Kind of that big space battle kind of looks like somewhere where they were before in the Star Wars Rebels, kind of like at the end.
Yeah.
Ahsoka got killed by the Senate because of power beyond your imagination. I have the power to raise the dead. Only the Sith can teach you that. So, I don't know. That would be my prediction is that I predict also that Rey is a clone of something. I want to say she's more a clone of Luke. than a clone of Palpatine. And this is why. Because apparently Luke, in between Return of Jedi and, you know, where he was as a pissed off kind of
old man,
not old man now, apparently he had more adventures before then, you know, recruiting Jedi people
training.
And training and probably learning about Sith stuff. And who knows where he left some DNA at and somebody grabbed it. And, you know what I mean? Could happen.
Palpatine got his hand on some type of Luke DNA.
Maybe. That's quite possible.
Palpatine got that.
And maybe.
Hopefully use that against.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. And then definitely, I think that my other prediction is the Force ghost of Anakin will confront Kylo Ren.
Hayden Christensen?
Yes. That's going to be the surprise cameo. Definitely with some lines because, you know, he's going to confront.
Yeah, I think
the nephew that worships Darth Vader, you know?
Yeah, I think there's going to be a lot of fan service throughout the movie, especially when it ends or at the end of it.
Oh yeah, man! Definitely.
Like final battle scene or something.
Oh man, I'm so excited! I'm going to go see it Sunday in 4DX in Orlando. I have to drive all the way to Orlando.
4DX.
Yes. 4DX.
Is that like a Disney?
4DX is, no, 4DX is some Korean technology, I guess, but it's practically like the chair moves, the chair.
Oh, I've been in that. I've done that. They did it right here, down the block.
What do you mean down
the
block?
At a Regal. There's a Regal cinema that does it.
Where?
Right down the street.
No, it's not.
Yep.
4DX.
Yeah, where your chair moves and everything.
Your chair moves.
Like it's 3D. I was watching Blade Runner like that.
Really?
Where my chair was moving, shaking, and you can control the intensity. You wanted that.
Hmm.
You can even want highly intense.
Now I'm gonna have to
like
research
it was
this.
Lifting. My chair was lifting whenever like they were on a plane or something like that.
Yeah,
and then drops, and then like if they were riding.
And that's
in
the here
car,
in St. Pete. I think they closed that down, bro.
Probably because it probably wasn't doing nothing.
No, I don't know, man. 4DX is lit, bro. I went to go see it in I went to go see Aladdin in Charlotte, North Carolina. I was on vacation, and it was Aladdin of all freaking movies, and it was dope. And I really enjoyed watching it in 4DX. It was pretty dope. The chair moves whenever Aladdin will fall. The chair would hit you, you know.
Yeah,
make it feel like you were in the movie.
That's dope.
Whatever it snows in Aladdin, and you can see snow
can
in the
feel
movie.
It. Yeah.
It was dope.
It was intense when I went. It was the last Blade Runner movie that came out.
All right, we're gonna research this, Mr. Joy franchise, but. Let's wrap up the show, man, because you got to get on the air.
Yeah, that's right.
What's going on with you?
Right now, I'm currently Uber eating some pho because I'm like a pho fanatic. Yeah, and then I'm hungry. But also catch me on the radio Monday through Friday, 7 to midnight here, Y94.1. And keep up with me on the gram and Twitter at Joey Franchise. I DJ on the side too. You know what I mean? Keep up with the nightlife
that's
stuff
right.
I got going on.
That's right.
You know, events I'll be pulling up at. So good stuff. And occasionally, I'll talk, you know, video games. I'm always online. So if you got Xbox, PS4, all that, you know, look me up. Joey Franchise 15 on Xbox Live. And I Am Franchise 5 on PS4, the PSN Network. So,
all right. You haven't added me, bro.
Franchise with a Z.
You haven't added me, bro.
Do that right now?
It's real simple. DJ Speedy JR. And that's also on also social too for myself. You can follow my life as Eternal DJ as well. And I edit a comic book called Alien Nox. It's available on Comixology right now. Also Amazon. Go check it out. Let me know what you think about it. I did not create it. I just edit the story for the creator. His name is Albert Danmas. And he also does the art on it as well. He is an up-and-coming aspiring artist. And check it out. Let me know what you think about it. It's about the hero who fights his battles within. So it's an interesting concept. Always check us out. This is the last show for the year.
Yeah.
On the Checkpoint XP, though, I will probably do a game streaming maybe Monday. If not Monday, probably the following Monday. I'll do the Rise of Skywalker update on Star Wars Battlefront 2 just to commemorate the game maybe. And maybe some Modern Warfare stuff that I play, you know. I'll probably get on at the normal time at 6 p.m. and do some game streaming for some fun from my house while I'm on vacation. Yeah. So look out for that, guys. Thanks so much for everyone who's been following us on Checkpoint XP. Thank you, Nora, for hanging out with us and participating in the show. We are here every Monday, 6 p.m. Definitely for the new year. We will be back, the whole crew, Tarek, Joey, and myself. Speedy Jr. signing off. Until next time, Geek Culture Congress signing off. Make sure you follow us on Facebook. Three words, Geek Culture Congress. On Instagram.
Yes.
All together, Geek Culture Congress. And, of course, you can follow all three of us there. We got our socials there on the screen. Give us a follow and let us know how we're doing, man. How you like the show, what you want to hear, what you want to see. We'll get more interviews and hopefully more live interviews here in the studio. And we'll do some more interesting things for the new year for 2020. Thank you so much for hanging out with us, guys.
Appreciate y'all.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.